I got to the top of Samachay, the Mishnah, so it's a good stopping point.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Okay, what's the vote here?
No, you have to go back. Okay. Let's do that at home.
Okay, so I think the Mishnah makes sense. Yeah. Okay, David decided?
Yeah.
It's the middle of the sukkah, I think. Yeah. And David passed in the ready Mishnah, so.
I go with David.
There's no negotiating. Okay, sorry, Harry. Fine, the Mishnah says. Ha'omer le'isha kidashtich, the he omer slo kidashtani. So man says to woman, I married you. Remember we got married? And she says, she denies it. You did not marry me. What's halacha? Hu aser b'krovoseh, since he says that he married her, so shavei nafshei chaticha d'isura. According to his statement, he now is forbidden to marry any of her relatives, because she's married him in his mind. V'hi omer muteres b'krovah, but since she denies it, she is allowed to marry anybody in the world, and even his own krovim. She's not considered married. Hi omeres kidashtani. She says, you got married to me. But who amar lo kidashtich, he denies, I never got married to you. Who muter b'krovah, so he, since he doesn't think they got married, he's allowed to marry her relatives. But he asur b'krovah, but since she thinks that they got married, she's not allowed to marry the relatives and anybody else for that matter, because she's considered married.
Is he permitted to marry her?
Yes.
Yeah, also, right?
Yeah. He they can marry each other, right? But apparently he doesn't want to. He's like, oh, I didn't know what you looked like that until I saw you right now. I had a shliach. He denies everything. But yeah, certainly he would be allowed to marry her. Kidashtich, he says, I married you, v'hi omeres lo kidasht elabiti. Oh, you made a mistake. That was my daughter. You married my daughter, not me. So who also b'krovos gedola? So she, rather he, is forbidden to marry any of the gedola is referring to the mom. He cannot marry any of the mom's relatives. The gedola muteres b'krovav. Now the mother is permitted to marry this individual's all his relatives. Hu muter b'krovas ketana. Now from the man's perspective, he's allowed to marry the daughter's relatives if they're not related to the mom, because he thinks he got married to the mom, not to the daughter. But the ketana, and also the ketana's muteres b'krovav, and the young girl is permitted to marry any of the relatives because she didn't say anything. It was the mom. The mom has no nemanis that the daughter is married off. The father said something that's a different story because the father is biyado to marry her off. The mother's not biyado to marry her off. So just because the mom says, I married off my daughter, you married my daughter, that's not enough nemanis. So the ketana is completely single and allowed to marry even the relatives of this man. Many different cases here. Then the Mishnah says, kidash yes bitcha, I married your daughter. V'hi omers lo kidasht el osi. No, you married me, the mom says, not my daughter. So who aser b'krovos katana? So the man's forbidden to marry the daughter's relatives because he thinks he got married to the daughter. The katana muteres b'krovos. The katana's perspective, she's allowed to marry because she doesn't think she got married. The mom doesn't think she got married to anybody else. So she's permitted to marry the relatives of this man. And who muter b'krovos gedola? He's permitted to marry the mom's relatives because he doesn't think he got married to her. But gedola aser b'krovos. But the mom is forbidden to marry any of the relatives of this man. Okay, I think there are four different cases here. Every different permutation the Mishnah speaks about. So Gemara says, "Ha'omer Lisha kidashich v'chule v'tzricha." We need all these different stages in the Mishnah for the following reason. Diashminan gave didei. If we taught from his perspective, mishum de gavra lo echpasle umikri. Omar, a man doesn't really care. He could say he got married to this person, that person. He doesn't really care. It doesn't affect him. He's allowed to marry as many women as he wants. So he could aser this person to him and that person to him and say everything he wants. And but only from his perspective, but it won't affect her perspective because the man will say anything he wants. He's got no filter and he doesn't mind saying he married 15 ladies. So therefore, it shouldn't affect her. It doesn't really give a nemanus. It simply is a neder that he took. Shavya nafshi chaticha d'yisur. He has to hold to his word, but it doesn't really affect her perspective. She's mutter to marry any of his relatives. Aval ihi ema. But from her perspective, if she says that she got married to men, ilav de kimle b'dibura. Had she not been so clear, her speech not been so, she wouldn't have said it had she not been certain. Lo havas amris v'latzar ihi b'krovaseh. She wouldn't say it and prohibit her from marrying the relatives unless it was true. So from the fact that she said this, tells us that she must be telling the truth. So when she says she gets married to him, even from his perspective, he has to respect that as well, and he cannot marry any of her relatives Kumashmla, no, it's possible that she could say something that really isn't completely true, and it, since it's only her that says it, and not him that says it, he's not required to be bound to her statement. Gemara quotes the Mishnah. They could back off. Well, once whoever says that I married so-and-so, yeah, there's no backing down. That's a neder.
No, but from the other side.
Other side, they denied everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you need Adim to say that there's a wedding, a marriage. One side saying we got married, the other person saying we didn't get married, that's not enough of an Adis or an Amanis to affect the other side who denies it. Gemara now says, two dots, kidashtich v'hiomeris v'chule. Hasulamali, so why do you need all these different cases? Which case is this going on? This is probably the last case that you see. Ah, he says, you know, you only married my daughter. So what was the need for this case? Once you have the klal, you can apply this and plug it in each of the cases. Why does a mishnah have to be so lengthy and speak at every single permutation? So the Gemara says, what's the need for this further case? So it's needed. I would have thought that midiraisa hemnei rachman alav and midirbanon hemnei lidida. On a deraisa level, we know that the father's believed to say he married his daughter off. How do we know? As Biti Nasati Lisha Zelapasik says, I gave my daughter over, the Torah says. The father has nemanis to say. And we thought maybe the Chachamim gave the rights, the nemanis to the mom. The mom has no rights on a derais level, but maybe the Chachamim said, again, Midrabanon Hemnuhu Lididof to the mother, Vitisaser Brarta Bidibura. And the daughter should therefore be usher from the mom's statement. So it's interesting, we have Shahav Mina, the Chachamim created such a din. Kamash Mala, no, the Chachamim never said anything at all. The mom has no rights to say that she married off the daughter, or the daughter has been married. Kidashi is bitcha v'chule, so he says, I married your daughter, and she says, no, you married me, not my daughter. So Hasulamali, what's needed for this next case again? I did the Tanaha, Tani Namiha. Since we taught that case, we wanted to teach the other case. We wanted to speak, we had four different possible cases, so we figured we'd speak about all four, why not? So Gemara says, Itmar. Rav Amar Kofin Ushmu Amar Mivakshin. This is a statement, a standalone statement. We don't know what the context is yet. But Rav says, we force him to give a get. And Shmuel says, Mivakshin, we request. We encourage him to give a get, but we don't force. Ahai, which case is this referring to? Ilema Resha, this is going back on the Resha, where he says, I married you, and she denies it. So, a Resha Lav Kofinika, Vlav Mivakshinika. She denies it. She's completely single. So she doesn't need a get. There's no need to force him to get the get, and there's no need to ask a get. And anything, the get's going to make her worse. Now she's going to be viewed as a grusha, and she can't marry Cohen. So it's not talking about the ratio when the man claims that he married her. She's single, nonetheless. If she denies it, she's single. So that's not the case. Ela Seifa. Must be going on the Seifa. Now, which case is the Seifa? There are a few Seifas here. So the Seifa here, Rashi says, if you look at five wide lines down, the end of the line, Ela Seifa, the Amra Kidashtina Debayget. She says, you married me, and he denies it. So now she, in her world, she's married. So she needs a get to go free. But he says, I didn't marry you. So Rav says, what's the halacha? Bishma Mavakshin Lechai. So we can understand Shmuel's position. He says, Mavakshin, we encourage him to give a get. So this way she could walk away and get married to somebody else and be single. That makes sense. So, but Ella Kofin am I. But to force the husband to give a get, why would he force the husband to give a get? There's no get here to speak of from his perspective. There's no condition to talk about, according to them. So.
And also, if he will get get, that implies that he was married, and then he also will divorce.
And then what?
He will be also.
Exactly, it will make him worse. Now he's also to marry her relatives, very good. So that makes him, it's bad for him. If Mavakshin, so he could decide, it's up to him, Mavakshin. Okay, I'm willing to make you, allow you to go free. I'm willing to take the hit from me that I won't marry any of your relatives. But to force him to be in such a position, that's very, very unfair.
You have to pay also possibly, they don't have a ksuba.
The ksuba is the next line. The Gemara is going to say exactly. The ksuba is another factor, right? So, but the Gemara says, Elakofin am I. Amar, he could say, as the David just said, Lo nichali but it's sarbekreva. I don't want to be usher to your relatives at all. So Ella Shmaita Hadadi Itmar. These actually sugyas are not really, it's not a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. They're talking about the same situation. Rashi just says, you look at Rashi, Shmaita de Rav Shmuel Ahadadi Itmar. Lo lachlok zuel zubo. They're not arguing with each other. Ella hosif ha'achron mashlo perish harishon. The second opinion, which is Shmuel, is simply adding on to that which Rav didn't say. What does that mean? So Gemara explains, Amar Shmuel mivakshim mimenu litenget. We request him to give a get. We ask, please, so that she doesn't stay in Aguna. So Amarav, im nasan get miatmo, if he gives it on his own, without being requested, he just says, okay, I'll give you a get. So then kofin also liten ksuba. Then that seems to indicate that the fact that he's willingly gave the get without being requested to, that indicates he probably is agreeing to the marriage. And once that's the case, then we force him to give the ksuba. But it sounds like Rav would agree that if he was only encouraged to give it, and they said, okay, fine, I'll just write her get just to make her go free, then we wouldn't force him to pay the ksuba. So that's the case. Two different scenarios. Itmar Nami was also said, Amar Rav Acha Bar Ada, Amar Rav. Amrila, others say, Amar Rav Acha Bar Ada, Amar Rav, Hamnuna, Amar Rav. Kofin Umavakshin. You force and then you request. Tarti, that's a stira. Two different things. Forcing is one thing and Mavakshin is a different thing. So Hachi Kamar, what it means to say is Mavakshin, Mimenuli Tain Get, we just request, we strongly encourage him to give a get for her sake. However, V'im Nasa Me'atma, if he gives a get on his own without being requested, then the halach is kofin, like Rav says, kofin nosa liten ksuba, then that indicates that they were probably married, and we would force him to pay the amount on the ksuba. So Rashi says, interesting, rather, look at Tosos on the top here. Tosos says, V'im Nasa Get Me'atma, kofin nosa liten ksuba. If he gives a get on his own, then we make him pay the ksuba. Tosos asks, Mikan yesh lo chiyach, da'almana min ha'erisin yesh la ksuba, v'afiu lo kasif. I mean, there's no ksuba. If there'd been a ksuba, that'd be a yiraya that there actually was a wedding. There's no ksuba to talk about here. So we see here that there's a understanding. He goes on to explain that there's a implicit ksuba, even though it wasn't written. So he explains again. Mikan yesh lochich. From this gemara, you could prove dal mana min erison. If somebody becomes a widow from erison, yesh laksuba. There's a ksuba. She gets owed money from the estate. Vafilu lo kasav, even though the ksuba was written, mistama this case is where there was no ksuba written, and we still make him pay the case. They pay the ksuba. No. The same exact case. We could prove that in general, exactly. You could prove that from Arison, there's a case of you pay ksuba even though it's not written. And this is the raya. Wait, this is the raya. Why? This case, there's no ksuba written because the e kasavla. Had there been a ksuba written here. Why would we ask him to please give it? We would say, if there's a ksuba, you have to give the get. That means you were married beforehand. So there's no ksuba here. And if he gives a get on his own, we make him pay a ksuba. But there's no ksuba written. So we see that there's a chayachi of ksuba, even though there's no written ksuba. So too in a case, if a woman becomes an almana from Erison, even though there's no ksuba written, she's owed $200 from the estate. Fine. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hamakadesh Beit Echad, Ein Choshesh in the Kedushin. If a man and woman get married in front of one aid, we're not concerned that there's real Kedushin there. Boi Minei Rav Yehuda, Shnei Modim Mai, but let's say both parties agree, the husband and wife say, we got married. There's an Eid Echad that testified there, that's enough. So what's the Lach? What's the Shaila? Very, very interesting. Lom the Shaila. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Mahu, around 8 lines up from the bottom. Hadatanya ein choshin, that which we say when there's eid echad, we're not choshish for the kedushin at all. Mishum delo mehemin hu vehi hemnu vahamnu, because we don't believe him. Oh dilma mishum de ein, but in this case where the chasan and kala both agree, then there would be nemanus. This is about nemanus, which case the husband and wife are agreeing that they get married. Or is it a more formal thing? Dilma mishum de'ain kedushin at chalan below Aden. You need Aden to be there. Even if everybody agrees, you need Aden to be there, and Eidecha doesn't qualify as in two Aden. The Yalav Davar Mimamon, says Rashi. There's a Gzeir Shavat, says Davar by kedushin to Davar by Mamon. Ksiv be'erayos ervas Davar, and be'mamon ksiv api shnei Aden yakum Davar. Just like Mamon requires two Aden, so to kedushin requires two Aden. It's not about Nemanus, it's very different. You need Aedis, not Nemanus. So that's the Shiloh.
Eidach
and Eim Bisurin, but not by Arayos, though. Arayos, you need two.
So sometimes in the negative option, meaning when it's hurting somebody to admit that he got married, for example, he will be a Sur, she will be a Sur, you believe, as an Eman, due to himself. Now in both,
Very, very good. So the idea is when one person says he gets married to somebody, it's what the Gemara calls Shavia Nafshe Chaticha Disur, which means if I say that this is Asur, it's Asur to me.
Yeah.
But it's not reality.
So you believe
it? No, he has to keep to his word. It's like taking a neder, like Ketos says. Ketos HaChoshim, one of the Achronim, Choshim Mishpah. When I say that this woman's my wife and she denies it, my statement created a neder. I need to keep my neder now. I basically said she is Asur. I should really say all her relatives are Asur to me by me saying that. That's a lashon of a neder almost. But it's not, in reality, it's not really true, because there's no Eidos, there's no Nemanos. It's a complete...
It's a Shem Nafshi, because it's a Shem Nafshi where another person has there's a reason against you, saying that's not true.
It is, but that's how the Gemara. That's how the Gemara says it works. I mean, when I say that this piece of meat is usher to me, right. It's usher to me. But everybody has a mutter. It's not.
Yeah, but the meat is stam an object.
Right? Exactly. So to you can eat the steak. Right. I can't eat the steak. So the woman is to me, or her relatives are usher to me. But in reality, they're not really usher to me, just because I created a net. I created a lashon hekdesh. That's what's going on here. But it's not midin nemanus. Like others say, it is nemanus. Some say it is Nema, but I'm going to take this approach, right? Because it gets a little tricky. We'll take the approach of the Ketos. Fine. So what's the Shaila? So again, an Eid Echad testified that he saw Reuven and Sarah get married. And Reuven and Sarah both agree, we got married. Is it going to work? If it's about Nemanus, so then it works. But if it's about Eidus, well, then you don't have to aid them. So they asked Rav Yehuda the question. So he says, in Velo V'Rafya B'Yade. That's a phrase that the Gemara uses several times. In means yes. Velo means no. He's not sure. Yes, no. Rafya B'Yade. It's very weak in his hands. He doesn't know the answer. He doesn't know how to answer the question. So Itamari was said, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, HaMekadesh B'Eid Echad, Ein Choshishin V'Kedushov, V'Afilu Shneim Modim. If a person gets married, two people get married in front of one Eid, and even if both the Chasim and Kala agree that they got married, it doesn't work. You need formal Eidus, you need two Eidim, like we learned the Gezer Shava, Davar Mimamon, two Eidim. Gemara asks a question, Eisivei Rava or Rav Nachman. Rava challenges Rav Nachman, who says, we're not choshesh, even when they agree to it. Ha'omer Leisha, a person says to a woman, Kidashti, I married you. Vihi Omer, Slo Kidashani. This is pretty much what David was asking, I think. So he says to the woman, I married you. Vihi Omer, Slo Kidashani. She says, you didn't marry me. Hu Aser B'Krovose. So from his perspective, since he thinks they got married, he can't marry her relatives. Vihimutaris bikrova, but she's allowed to because she denies the kedushin. So the idika edim, if there are edim that they get married, amai mutaris bikrova. So why could she get married to the relatives? There's edim that are testifying. She can't go against edim. Vidalek edim, if there are no edim, amai asa bikrova sa. So then if there are no edim at all, so how could he say anything and make the relatives asa to him and him asa to the relatives? You need some level of edim. It can't be where there are no edim. Exactly. So the Gemara right now is not assuming like that. It must be there was one aid. And with one aid, we see from here that can create an iser from the man's perspective. I said I got married in front of an aid echad, and that creates an iser.
Why don't we make him swear?
Why don't we make him swear?
Yeah.
Because if you like the first time, we'll learn this morning too.
I'm saying it would make it more. Make him more
tight.
In other words, we'll make him more sure of what he's saying is really true.
Yeah, but there's no source. We can't just apply a shua. There's no shua deraisa in this case. He's not one of the examples of a shua deraisa. Mm-hmm. Chachamim don't like to make it just throw out shuas all the time.
But this has ramifications. So.
Right. That's for him. And when he said it, so it affects him. It's his fault. So Gemara says, no, that's not the rai. It's not a rai that this was eid achar. What's going on here? Kigon Damar Allah, he says, Kidashtich b'fnei ploni ploni. I got married to you in front of two Eidim. They went overseas, so I can't find them now. In a chanami, if it would have been one Eid, according to Rav Nachman, no chashash at all. You walk away. It's right now, it's ignoring this concept of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Disura. You walk away, and that's it. But since this case, he says, I got married to you in front of two Eidim. Two Eidim, that means there's a real Kedushin there. He just can't bring the proof. So since he can't bring the proof for this, so she, from her perspective, she is not bound to this halacha. Fine. Gemara now asks another question. Eisivei, hamagarish, a person who divorces his isha, his wife, v'lana imo pepundaki, and they stay overnight in a hotel of some sort. Beishame omrim is a mission in Gittin, if you remember, towards the end of Gittin. Beishame omrim eini tzicha himana get, sheni, you don't require a second get, they're not married. Just because they stayed overnight in a hotel, that doesn't make them married again. And Beisil Omrim Tzricha Meimana Get Sheni, you do require another get. Say Chidami, what exactly is the scenario here that we do or don't require a second get? The divorced. Idik Eidim, if there are Eidim, who testified, who saw that the Maisa Bia, so we assume Maisa Bia is not Bia Snus, we assume it's Bia Kedushin. So if there are Taka Eidim, Mai Tamayo de Beishame, why would Beishame not require a second get? There's Bia there, and there are Eidim that saw Bia. So Avada, you need Get Sheni. Vidalek Eidim, if there are no Eidim at all. So how do you know that they had bia at all? My time out of the Beis Hillel. Why would Beis Hillel require a second get? No one testified that anything happened. There's no kedushin. Remember, you need edim to testify that there's a kedushin. So if there are no edim, so there's no need for get sheni. It must be that there's one aid. And when there's one aid, base Hillel is choshesh for a kedushin, assuming that both parties agree that there was a kedushin that took place on that night in the hotel. So there's one aid, and they're both modim. So we see we are choshesh, you require get sheni. To Kasha and Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman thought we're not choshesh with an aid echad, and vafidu shnei modim, he thought. It's a mishnah that goes against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman can argue in a mishnah. Mar says, wait a second, l'tamech, according to your svara, ema seifa, look at the seifa. It seifa says, umodim b'niskar shem min ha'irsin, shein tzichem anu get sheni, mipnei shein libo gaspa. Everyone agrees, both Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai agree. If they were only divorced from Erison, they never had Kedushin, and rather never had Nisun, which means they never had beer with each other. They got engaged and they got divorced from Erison. And then they spend a night over in the hotel. There are no Edom. Everybody agrees, even Beis Shammai agrees, even Beis Hillel rather agrees, there's no need for Get Sheni. Because Ein Libo Gaspa. Libo Gaspa means that they weren't comfortable with each other, they weren't used to each other, they weren't attracted to each other, they'd never been with each other before, they're not comfortable yet. Had there been a marriage before, were they married and had bia before? So then there's a chashash, if they're by themselves in a hotel, we're concerned something's going to happen. But if they were only engaged and then got into a fight and got divorced, they never were with each other, they're not comfortable enough that we could assume that there was bia. So the Gemara says, v'itzakadaitach eid echad. If we're talking about a scenario where there's one aid, mehemen, that one aid's believed, so and he saw bia, one aid saw bia, and he's believed, so ma'li min ha'irisin, ma'li min ha'nisun. If we trust Eid Echad, it should be if we trust him across the board. If we don't trust him, we shouldn't trust him across the board. How are you mechalik between Nisuin and Erison? So this case can't be talking about an Eid Echad. There must be something else going on here. So the Gemara rejects this. It's not a Kasha or of Nachman at all. So let's just find Pshat. What's the Pshat in this Mishnah of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? Elahacha b'maya skinan. What are we dealing with here in this Mishnah? Kigon d'ika Eidei Yichud v'leka Eidei Bia. Very, very important line. There are no Eidei Yichud. Rather, there are the two people saw that there was yichud. There's a room, there's one room into the hotel room, no other exits, no one else is in the room. That's what they do, they check. When the chasan and kal, after the chuppah, they go to a yichud room. What goes on in the yichud room? The Masada Kedushin brings the Eidei Yichud. Please check that there are no other doors in this room. There's no one hiding in this room. This complete yichud. Chasan and kal go in, they close the door. That's yichud. So you have two Eidim who testify that they saw mamash yichud, but they didn't see the Maisa Bia. So what's the halacha? So Beis Shammai Savri, they hold, Lo Amrinam, we do not say, Hein, Hein, Eide Yichud, Hein, Hein, Eide Bia. We don't say that if there are Eide Yichud, that can mean we could assume there's also going to be Eide Bia. We don't say such a klal. It's possible that the two individuals had self-control, and they're simply Yichud, but we can't assume that there's Eide Bia. Comes along Beis Hillel, Savri Amrinam, Hein, Hein, Eide Yichud, Hein, Hein, Eide Bia. He says, no. If you have Eide Yichud who are testifying that there was Yichud, even though they were not inside the room and they did not see any bia, we could assume there was bia as well. This is a very, very important klal. That's how it works by Eidei Yichud when it comes to the chuppah, at the Yichud room afterwards, even though we don't really, that's not what we really rely on in terms of the Kedushin. But either way, that's the klal Beis Hillel holds. When you have Eidei Yichud, you can assume there's bia as well. They serve as Eidim for bia.
Why do they want anybody in the room with them?
Because then it's not Yichud anymore.
Right. So they could use them for Zaydim, but
right, exactly. Then I consider it right. So look at just Rashi just explains this. The top Rashi in Tzamech Chayim and Beis, Aminan Hein Hein Eide Yichud v'chulei Misherau Shinis Yachod Ima. When we see her, that she becomes an Yichud with him. Ein Tzarech Lahoid Al Habia. There's no need to further testify about Bia. The Chayim the Libo Gaspa, since they he's attracted to her, and then there's a certain Yetzer there. Mechaskinan Oso Becheskas Shebala. We can assume that there is Bia there. The Shem Kedushin. That's the jump that we make. Okay, there's, a large, large discussion how this works exactly. Okay, fine. Marna says, Modim, they both agree, Vadai b'niskar shem min ha'erison. If they got divorced from Erison, the lo amrinan hein, hein, eide yichud, hein, eide bia, mipnei she'ein libo gaspa. This jump that we say, eide yichud jumps eide bia, is only true if they were once married before. They once had bia before, that they're comfortable with each other. But if they were only divorced from Garrett, from Erison, they never had bia with each other, then even though there's yichud, eide yichud does not translate to mean eide bia. Okay, everyone's good? Fine. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marisa, Mishmei derav, Hamakadesh b'eid echad, a person who gets engaged with one aid, Ein choshishin l'kidushav, we're not concerned of there being marriage, Rafilu Shnei Modim, like we said earlier, even if they both agree to it, it's not a good kedushin. You need to aid him. Amar Rabba by Rav Huna, Amar Mekadesh Beid Echad, Beidina Rabba. A person gets engaged. What does Beidina Rabba mean? What does Rashi say here? Nothing. So, in Beidin Rabba, Amri Ein Choshin LeKedushin. The Gemara asks, "My Beidin Rabba? What is Beidin Rabba?" Rav. So I think it's Rav. So I think Rav would say he was called, I guess, Beidin Rabba, the big basin, the basin of Gadol. It sounds like he's Paskin. What?
It's who is it? It's Rav.
Right, Rav. So Rav, he's referred to as Beidin Rabba, the great Bezdin. He said, "Amri Ein Choshin LeKedushin. We're not Choshin for Kedushin." The Kedami, others say, Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna, Amar Rav HaMekadesh Be'ed Echad, Be'edina Rabba, the great Bezdin, Amri Ein Choshen L'Kedushin, and Man Be'edina Rabba, Rebbe. So the Machlokes, who was referred to as the great Bezdin? Was it Rebbe, or was it referring to Rav? Either way, the same din. Same thing we said before. So asks the Gemara, Masiv, Rav Achtavoy, Bar Ami, Shnayim Shabal, Mabidin Sayam. Two people come from overseas, V'isha Imahim, and there's a woman with them. So you have two men walking back with a woman. V'chavil Imahim, and there's a bundle, a package of some property, something they picked up from overseas. So Ze Omer Zu Ishti, V'ze Avdi, V'ze Chavilasi. So one man says, "This is my wife, this is my Evan, this is my package." V'ze Omer Zu Ishti, V'ze Avdi, V'ze Chavilasi. Sounds like Kaparos would do a Rosh Hashanah. So the other one says, "No, this one's she's my wife, and that's my Evan, and that's my bag. What are you doing?" So Isha, now she pipes up and says, "Isha Omeres, Elushne Avdi, they're both my Avadim, V'chavi Yishmei, and that's mine. You guys, you're not mine. Get away from me, guys. You." So what's going on here? How do we deal with this? So Tzvicha Shnei Gitin, so she gets two Gitin from these men. She needs to get two Gitin, which is interesting, because she denies it. And then Gova Ksuba Minachavil, and then they both agree that they get married to her. So even though she denies it, she collects the Ksuba. She collects the Ksuba. They're agreeing that they collect the Ksuba now. Okay, fine. So rather, she collects the Ksuba. So Gemara wants to know now. Let's just look at Rashi just for 1 second. Make sure we get everything clear here. Rashi says, Gova Ksuba min hachavila, all the way up. It's rather Tzvicha Shnei Gitin, all the way towards the top there, 4 lines down. Tzvicha Shnei Gitin, she requires 2 Gitin. Kasaka Daitach Kedei Lahatira Linase. We think because now she's Aser, because they said that they're married to her, so she's a married woman. Kasaka Daitach, I would have thought. A Havamina. Kasaka Daitach, Salka Daitach. Kasaka Daitach is the first initial thought. So Kasaka Daitach, I would have thought initially the reason is why does she need Gitin? Kidei Lahatira Linase. Right now she's a married woman from their perspective, even though she denies it. And she needs to Gitin in order to be free, to be single, to get married. And says Rashi further, Vigova Ksuba Samina Chavil, and she collects her Ksuba from this bag they bring back Mimanavshach. Vamoser, so because either way, everyone agrees she thinks it's all hers. And they agree that she at least has $200 of it because they think that she's their wife, so that at least $200 is agreed upon by everybody, that's hers. And Hamoser, the leftover, the remaining, let's say it's a $500 worth package, Hamoser Mutal B'Safik Ad Shivol, yeah, the remaining $300 is a Safik because he thinks it's his, and she thinks it's his. But there's $200 of the Ksuba worth that everybody agrees is hers. So that's what's going on right now. So Gemara says, Hey Chidami, what's the case here? Let's say each of the men have Edim that testify that he married her, and he also has Edim that he had married her. Not only do they testify that she got married, but they testify that this is her Eved, his Eved, this is his package. So who is she now to come in and say on her own without Edim? No, the Avadim are mine, the bag is mine. She can't step up against his Edim or against his Edim. So that can't be the case where she has a taina on the bag that way. Must be, but there's an Eid Echad. So he says Eid Echad, and he says Eid Echad. But we see from all of this, though, that an Eid Echad requires a get. Even though she doesn't agree, even though she denies being married, the Eid Echad says that she needs a get to become free. So we've been saying up until now, in Eid Echad, we're not choshen for Kedushin, and even when they agree to it, they don't need Kedushin. Here's the opposite case. There's an Eid Echad, and she denies the Kedushin, and yet you still need Gitin for her to become single. Mara says, wait a second here. V'tizra, does this really make sense? Eid Echad b'chashim mihenim. Each man has an Eid Echad supporting his statement that they're married. Now they clash with each other. Eid Echad versus Eid Echad, we knock them out. So it can't be a case of Eid Echad, because then we're going to completely neutralize both cases. There's no Eid Echad then. They neutralize each other. Ella must be then, the Mishrei L'Alma, Duchay Alma, Lo Pligi D'Shari. in order to permit her, l'mishu l'amah, to permit her, everybody agrees there's no need for a get. She's permitted. It's no different than we saw in the Mishnah, that he says, you married me, and she says, you didn't marry me. She's permitted. She denies everything. There's no edim. There's an eid echad. The eid echad means nothing here. Everybody agrees she's permitted to marry. Hacha, what's going on here? Hachi kamar. Tzricha shnei gitin kidei legavos ksubasa min chavila. In order for her to collect that ksuba, she first needs to receive two gitin. They have to both show men. They have to show that they really get married to her and they're willing to give the get to her to show that they get married to her. Only once they give the get is she allowed to collect that $200 now that everybody agrees it. But if they don't give gitin, so then everyone's claiming that she gets a chavila, he thinks it's a chavila is hers, and he thinks the chavila is his, then it's all muta basafik and she has no rights. Only if they're two gitin does she collect the money. But when it comes to her marrying anybody else, they can't have no right to ask her if there's no edim. And the Gemara says, finally, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir, and this is Rabbi Meir, he, Damar Mitaltle Mishtabe L'Ksuba. Another side point here, there's a debate, whether Ksuba, the requirement of the husband paying Ksuba, is that going to create a lien on movable objects or only on karkalos? So this is talking about movable object. How could the chavila be the point of payment, the source of payment, if it's a metaltlin? So we have to assume this is like Rabbi Meir, who's a Das Yachid, who thinks that metaltlin is meshtabit, is considered a lien for collecting the ksuba. So my havale, what's the bottom line for which question? Which question is about my havale for what?
This condition can be established on one witness.
I thought it was pretty clear. We said not. But let's see. So my havale, can one aid be enough for a kedushin? And as we would know, we would have thought, Rav Kana Amar ein choshin l'kedushin, we're not. Rav Papa Amar choshin l'kedushin. Rav Papa says, no, we are. So Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kana, my daitach, why do you think that one aid is not enough for kedushin? The yalef davar davar mi mamun, because you have the gezeirah shava, just like mamun requires to aid him to the gezeirah shava davar davar. Erva kedushin also requires to aid him. So then if that's the case, in your world, this is going to, I think, answer David's question now. In the world of Mammonis, if I admit to owing money, I'm believed like 100 men, whatever that klal means. You don't really need 100 edim, but 2 edim are enough, but whatever that klal means, if I admit that I owe David money, that means I owe him money. So afkan, so to hear, hodas baldin kame edim dami. If I say I married this woman, that's just like the Dina Mamunas, and I have the right, and that's not right, I have the ability to then ask her to me. So the Gemara says, Amar lehasam lo kachayv lachrini, hacha kachayv lachrini. Is it a big difference though? There, I'm not chayv to anybody else, here I'm chayv to somebody else. What does that mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, right around a little bit, a few lines higher up than where we are. Actually, look at Rashi earlier. Hodas baldin kamei edim. He gives you the source here. Dichsev asher yomar ki huze pasuk in mishpatim hareis shesamach al mikra hodasa. Mikras hodasa. When a person says, let's say David says, you owe me $500. He says, I owe you $250. That's called modiv mikras, a partial hoda. That hoda is actually one of the chayv. I have to make a shvua. Midirais, I need to take a shvua. But they see you trust me b'mikras. So you trust me b'mikras. So certainly if I agree, if I say, David, I owe you $500, certainly that will work as well. So we see midiraisa hodas baldin kamei edim dami. Then Rashi says, so what's the difference? Lo kachayv lachrini enu chayv lachirim bodazu she nifsed elohu. So in a case where I admit I owe David money, no one else is claiming money from me. So no one else is at a loss. So I'm allowed to admit I owe money to him. B'hacha kachayv lachrini, it will affect her. She krovo se nesu bo v'krovo v'nesu bo. So now, when I say I get married to her and she denies it, that's going to affect me, it's going to affect her relatives, it's going to affect her and my relatives. So other people are chayv, if you will, are going to be affected by this, and we won't allow for this concept of hodas baldin to work, kamei edim, unless no one else is affected other than the baal moda himself. Says the Gemara now, Marzutra of Rav Ad Saba b'nei de Rav Meri bar Iser, palig nichsayu badade hadade. What's going on here?
Split the Yerusha.
Who are we talking? Oh, this was the case.
Without
Eli. So these individuals, Marzucha and Rav Ada Saba, were the son of Rav Meri Bar Isar. They were brothers. And Palug Nichsai Bahadai Hadadai, and they split their Yerusha when their father was Nifter. Also, Lakamid Ravashi, they went to Ravashi. Why did they go to Ravashi? We'll see in a second, I guess. Amrulay, they said to him, Al Pishne Edim Amarachmana, Di Bailim Hedar Lamati Hadibu, Avanin Lo Hadri. So do we say, and if you want to be chozer, you can be chozer. And anu lo hadri, we're not going to be chozer. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, al pishnayim. What was the need in general for dinim amanus? What was the need for, this is a very fundamental question. What is the need for two edim? Mishum di bay lemehadar, velomar lo kachu lo yucha lo markein. So if it's to say that if a person wants to be chozer, and never to deny anything ever happening, they can't deny because she'elu yaldu she'etzichu akas of edim, because edim saw this. We are not liars. The two big rabbanim, we'll never be chozer. We keep to our word, so there's no need for edim, and everything, and it's complete. Our transaction, our division, or perhaps it cannot work unless you have edim. The edim are the ones who create it. Are edim there to simply be mevar what happened, or to really be mekayim hadavar? That's the lumdus that they say in the achronim. This is a lumdus shaila. Edim, the yerusha, the chalukas yerushos cannot take place unless there are edim. It hasn't been created yet. That's the lumdus shaila they had asked Rav Ashi. So says Rav Ashi, Amar lahu lo ibru sade ela l'shakri. Lashon l'ibri means created. You only created. The only need for a sadi, the only need for witnesses, was simply for sheker, for those who deny it. And since you guys are not going to deny it, Amar lehu, that's the other side. I didn't finish the other side. So Amar lehu, Rav Ashi Paskin, lo ibru sadi el l'shakri. I agree to you. Edim are simply only there to be mevar what happened. But since you two individuals are believed and trust each other, you don't need edim. It was considered a good chalukah. Okay, should we continue going? Let's see.
Unlike
Nisuin. Exactly. Kedushin, you need the Edom. Exactly, very good. Kedushin, you need the Edom. Very good. It's a big difference. Edom have different roles in different areas. By Dina Mamanus, it's simply there to prevent people from lying. And by Kedushin, it's there to create the Kedushin. Very, very good. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Let's people have to run. It's a quick read, I think. Amar Abaye says, Amar lo, Eid Echad, and Eid Echad says, we're getting to the world of Eid Echad a little bit now. Achal te chelev, I saw you eat chelev. Chelev is iser, fats from the animals, which is a chiv karis. I saw you eat it. V'hal shows like he stayed quiet. He was silent. Neman, we trust Eid Echad. V'tana tuna, Baisa says, Amar lo, Eid Echad, achal te chelev, v'hal omer, lo chalti. He says, I didn't. He denies it, that he's pater. Why? Time with Amar Lo, only because he denied it. Ha ishtik, had he stayed quiet. Mehemnin, we believe the Eid Echad. Amar Abaye says further, Amar Lo, Eid Echad says, Nitzmu b'tarasecha, your taros became tamei. V'hala shosik, and he stayed silent. Neman, we believe the Eid, because nobody denies him. V'tana tuna, the Brisa says, but Eid Echad omer nitzmu. V'hala omer lo nitzmu, he denies it, then it's pater. Only time with Amar Lo, only because he denied it becoming tamei. Ha'ishik, had he been silent? Mehemen, same idea, same structure. A little bit further. Amar, there's a lot to talk about here, but we're just going to finish this up. Amar Abaye says, Amar lo, Eid Echad says, Shorcha nirva, Yeshorcha nirva, Rashi says, Shorcha nirva, V'asr lakrava, Aide Adam. An Adam was ba, agabe shor. Now the shor is no longer permitted to be used as a carbon. It's an iser nirva, the psul nirva, based on psukim. So Shorcha Nirva Vahala Shosek, he stayed silent. The owner of the shore was silent. Neman, we trust Eid Echad. Tana Tuna, the Brisa said, Vishinev da Ba'avera. If you say that the shore did an Avera, Vishihem is Alpi Eid Echad, or killed a person with an Eid Echad, Alpi Bailim, or the Bailim admitted to this Shumai shore killing a person. So Neman, it's believed also, Alpi Eid Echad. So hi, Alpi, so, should we stop here maybe? What's the case with when the Eid Echad says that your shor killed somebody else? So we believe the Eid Echad. Either kamodi bailim, if the bailim are agreeing to this, haynu al piyedim. I'd rather haynu al piyah bailim. That's the same case of bailim. So it must be where the bailim are not admitting to this. Elav the shasik must be where the bailim stood silent. So fine. So we see all these different cases. We repeated by the case of chelev, by the case of the taros becoming tameh, by the case of Shurcha Nirva, by the case of Hamas al Piedachar, all these cases, the same concept. So what's the need to repeat all these cases? Let's just get to the Ibarilu, I guess. Ibarilu, how far down is that? It's a few lines. Let's do this quick. Yeah, Vitzrich, it's 8 lines down. Why not? It's a good stopping point. Well, you got me started, but maybe I'll finish to the next one. Okay. So it says, Gemara, Tzricha. Why stop here? Tzricha, why do you need all these cases? di ashminan, if we taught kamaisa, the first case, which was about the achal techelev, so at that first case, ilav the kimle benafshe, the avid chulin bazara lohave maisi. If he not been kept himself, what does that mean to do a chulin bazara? He wouldn't bring it. What does that mean? If he wasn't so certain himself, the guy wouldn't bring a carbon. If that guy's not chayav a carbon chatas. That carbon chatas is me. If I don't owe a carbon chatas, it's a chulin in essence. And there's an issue like we saw at Gemara and Kedushin a while ago. There's an issue of bringing chulin to the Azara. So had I not really been so certain myself, my sign must be I wouldn't have brought. So it must be that's why I'm believed. The eight echas, it's not because the eight echas believed. It's because I'm believed I did something wrong. I'm believed to say I did an avera to bring a chatas. Aval nit mutar osecha meim aminan hay deshasik. Maybe the guy was silent. It doesn't affect him at all. He was silent because the savra chazi levi made tumasa. He saw me during my days of tuma. Rashi says, "Chazi lebi made tumasa ve'lo ichbasli v'lav hodahi umutarn l'taros to the torum." I mean, right now I'm tummy, so it doesn't make a difference to me at all. I'm not being affected by this at all. But it's not going to allow. But it doesn't mean that the taros are really tummy, and maybe they're really permitted to be eaten by someone who's really tahor. So therefore, we have to say no from my silence. My shtika, that's a kol d'adami. Vi ashminan, if I taught the case, ha mishum de kamafsi lebi me taraso. So no, if this case, I would have spoken up. Because if I didn't, I know, right now, I can't eat the taros. Now if I'm admitting that they're tameh, that means I can't eat them when I'm tahor. So I'm actually losing out. So I wouldn't have been silent. The fact that I'm silent shows that I'm admitting to this loss. Aval shawar nirva, when my ox used to claim that my ox was nirva by a person, I could say I was silent because kol ashvarim lav lagavi mizbeach kami. My oxen are not used for the mizbeach. I use them to plow. I use them to shecht. It's not really going to affect me so much. So that's why I was silent. But it wasn't an admission, really. Kamash lam, the fact that I was silent, shricha, tells me that I was admitting to that case as well. Now, there's a lot of lam that's going on here about eid echad, about meir idim. We're not going to go through any of it at all. But just know this is a big sugya here. And daf samachay and samach vav. A wonderful day, wonderful week.